Our story begins in Heidi's apartment, where she is talking with Dirk and Hannah about Carl.
Tell me the truth, Heidi.
Leave me alone, Dirk.
Dirk, let me handle this, please.
Heidi, look. We don't want to upset you, but can you give us some kind of proof that Clint's the baby's father and not Dirk? I mean, how do you know for sure?
I just do, okay?
That's not good enough.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I didn't get pregnant after I was with Dirk. Don't you think that I would know? Clint and I made love in March, and that's when it happened.
Oh, what about the baby's blood type? Dirk, do you know what type blood you have?
I'm type B.
And what are you, Heidi?
I don't know.
She's lying. Of course she does.
Look, I'm not feeling very well. I need both of you to go.
Okay, sure. We'll just go find Clint and get this straightened out with him.
No, you can't do that.
Why not? If he is the baby's father, then it shouldn't matter, right?
He doesn't know I was ever with Dirk. I don't want that to come between us.
Hannah, I can tell by the look on her face that she's terrified of the truth coming out. My God, Heidi. I fathered your child and you didn't bother to tell me?
You were nothing to me. You still are. You will never have anything to do with Carl.
If that baby is mine, the hell I won't.
Heidi, you're giving us no other choice here than to go to Clint and tell him the truth.
My father is Jackson Endicott. I have never used his name and influence to bully my way into anything. But if I have to, so be it, I will in this case.
What do you want from me?
Just admit to me the truth. Am I Carl's father or not? I'm going to see a lawyer about having a blood test run, so you're wasting your damn time by lying to me now.
God, you're his father, okay? Is that what you wanted to hear? But that means nothing to anyone. Clint is the only father Carl knows and the only father that I want for my baby.
Oh my God. I can't believe it's really true.
Clint loves this baby, Hannah. You can't tell him about this.
Can't tell him? Are you kidding me?
Please, I'm begging you. Things are going so well for us.
Oh, Heidi, I wouldn't keep a secret like this even if I wanted to. Do you think that I want to see my nephew hurt?
He's a good father. How could you do this, Dirk?
Me? I'm an innocent victim here. What a lying, manipulative little bitch you are.
Just get out of here, do you hear me? Just get the hell out of my apartment.
At Manhattan Monthly, Perry is working at his desk when Rex walks into his office.
Hey. I heard back from Miss Huffman.
Oh, yeah? Any new information on Gregory's parents?
She told me how Gregory was found on the street by a woman who brought him to a local shelter. He was just 4 at the time. He told them that his name was Gregory and that his parents were in a fire.
What else?
Well, he didn't know his last name, so they couldn't trace him that way. They checked medical records and couldn't identify him with those either. The state did a check of all the fires in Lower Manhattan over the 3 days before he was found. And there were 7 fires during that span. They did some checking, but there were just so many options of whose parents could be. And in some cases, they couldn't even identify all the bodies.
What was that date range?
March 16th to 18th in 2004.
Rex!
What?
My mom died in that church fire downtown on March 17th, 2004.
Oh my God, you're right. I hadn't made that connection.
What if Gregory's parents were in Dr. Flower's congregation, living in that freaky church? My mom might have known them.
Maybe. I'm going to talk to Joe Zegas about this, see if we can get a list of the names from the Seven Fires. It may take a while, but I think we should go through that list name by name until we have figured out whose parents are. Obviously, they didn't survive, or they would have been looking for him by now. But it's important that he knows what really happened.
At her apartment, Connie is sitting on the couch with Clint, who is holding Carl.
I think he has my eyes. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe if I look hard enough.
Mom, I want to thank you for accepting Heidi and getting past all the bad feelings. I know it isn't easy, but whether we ever get married or not, I'm glad she feels comfortable with the family.
Clint, despite my reservations, I want you to be happy. And I want my grandson to grow up in a loving environment. You know it's hard for me to let things go sometimes, but this baby is more important than any of that.
Before you know it, he'll be teething, then walking and talking.
Don't rush his growing up. You'll be amazed at how fast a baby can grow up and become a man seemingly overnight. I'll get it. Hanny, hi. Did you get all moved in?
Not yet. Is Clint here?
Yes, come in.
Hi, Aunt Hannah.
Clint, honey, we need to talk about Carl.
What about him?
I'm not sure how to say this exactly, but...
Just spit it out. What's going on?
I just came from Heidi's apartment. She admitted to me that you're not Carl's father.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.